The Positive Thin Pack podcast is proudly sponsored by The Art of Change, Skills for Life. Change is inevitable. Progress is not. You make the difference. To learn more, visit artofchange.com.
You are listening to the Positive Thin Pack podcast.
My name is Aiden. I'm a public speaker, a business consultant, a corporate trainer, and a professional improviser.
And I'm Marjorie.
And we've been friends for 14 years. This podcast is an experiment.
Where we talk about me trying every diet program under the sun and the moon and who knows where else.
Today, we're talking about the lockdown challenge, 11 weight loss diet tips to follow in quarantine. Let's go.
Hello.
Hi.
How's isolation?
Isolation, day number 23. I actually have no idea what day this is for me. Do you know how many days it's been?
Yeah, it hadn't actually been that long for me. It's only been day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Only 11 days? That's not that many.
No, that's not that many.
That's pretty good. We've been in the house for... It's officially 3 weeks, and I know that for me, I actually really like being at home, and so it's really easy to forget that the reason I'm at home is a global pandemic where a lot of people are in bad shape.
Right, and I'm actually, this is horrible. I mean, other than the fact that I am just not taking care of myself at all, I am thriving in other ways, like thriving. My anxiety has gone way down. Other than today, I'm having a day to day. Like today, I'm just like, you know, and I think it's because I haven't really talked to anybody today. I'm reaching out to people that I hadn't talked to. Well, I'm reaching out to people that like aren't even my friends. I'm trying to, you know how I'm one of those people that's like good in emergencies. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to like connect people to things they need that I know about, if I know about them. Like reaching out to strangers and saying, hey, hang in there. I've been doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
And even though there's times that I wish somebody would do that for me.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's funny.
It doesn't look funny or sound funny. It seems sad right now.
Right now I am. Yeah. I sent you something last week that I'd done one of those stupid online quizzes.
Yeah, yeah. I had it open on my computer, which is still up.
Well, I can pull it up, but anyway, it says, yeah, I'm the Rock, and it's funny how that's usually who I am. I'm like, I'm the one that like the old people go to send them stuff that, you know, the young ones ask for help or money or whatever, that, you know, I'm the one, but not like in a doormatty way, but just like I'm the one that's always there for everybody else and the strong one.
You are so thoughtful. I remember one time when I was visiting Austin right before, I think you took, I don't remember if we hung out and then you took me to the airport, or if we just hung out before I went to the airport, but you bought a box of cookies for me to take with me to give to the people on the airplane, the attendants. And
oh yeah.
And for the life of me, I would love to be able to say that might have occurred to me someday, but the reality is that never in a million years would have occurred to me to bring them something. And like you were thoughtful in two ways on that occasion, because you were thinking of them, but also you were thinking of me doing that for them and what that might or might not do for me. Like you were like two levels out on thoughtfulness. And I was like, I just got to make it to the airport on time. You know what I mean? Like,
so, and did I get you to the airport on time?
Yeah, I got, not only did I get to the airport on time, but I gave a box of cookies to all of the flight crew who, they were really, it seemed like they were really grateful. Like they really liked that. It didn't get me a damn thing, but it was still, but you can't, I guess that's the point of doing thoughtful things though. You can't do them because they might get you something. You do them because they're a good thing to do because you're being thoughtful. I assume. I don't know how it works. This makes me sound like a
shitty. Sometimes I have ulterior motives. There's that there's a Happy Bunny book of astrological signs, and I'm a Taurus, and it says the first thing you think when you meet people, and it's what can you do for me? And I'm not going to deny, I think about that, but I also think about ways I can help them so they will do for me. Because, you know, everybody needs things. But anyway, yeah, so there's been definitely some of that going on. And then my job, like I'm busier than I've been in months. And because we're busier than we've been in months, because, you know.
Yeah, essential services.
Well, yeah.
And everybody's at home.
Trash got to be picked up, yo.
So. And I don't know about everybody else, but because we're cooking all of our meals at home, I feel like we're going through so much garbage. Like,
yeah.
For safety reasons, things are wrapped up more now. Mm-hmm. And we use reusable containers in our home. I don't know where all the trash is coming from, but it feels like we're going through more stuff, and it's not just beer bottles and wine bottles.
Well, I think a lot of it is just probably your home more than you're used to being. And so there's no eating out. There's no, you know, grabbing a quick something here or there, or, you know, you jutting off to all corners of the United States, leave, or the world, even leaving your trash in a hotel room somewhere, you know.
It's true. I'm not leaving any trash in hotel rooms right now.
Well, I mean, but a lot of that's going on. And so we've been like super busy, and and just think about all the medical waste. I mean, I'm not talking biohaz stuff. We don't do biohaz stuff, but I'm just talking about, you know, all the gowns and the gloves and the masks and all the crap that they throw away every day. And, you know, a lot of that has happened. So anyway, so we've been busy. And, you know, it's funny, I've seen a lot of, like, there was a thing about going outside yesterday on your porch or your patio and clapping for a minute for the healthcare workers.
Yeah, and there's been stuff here too.
That's awesome. I think that's great. I don't begrudge anybody accolades. I think it's great that teachers and food service workers and all these people that we just take for granted are finally getting the accolades that they're due. But what I'm not seeing a lot of is accolades for sanitation workers. And I think we're still taking those people for granted. I know some of the guys where I work have kind of felt it, that, you know, they feel like nobody's thanking them. And so, you know, if we
they're invisible. You know, it's like,
yeah, if that's right. If they're doing their job right, you can totally take them for granted.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like you and I talked about this last time we recorded a little bit about how we owe them a debt of gratitude. And I stand by that. But I also, maybe you could tell me how to thank them, because.
Well, what I think that everybody should do, and I think maybe we should organize something, is I think on your next trash day, like, you know, when your dudes come in, the trash, they pick up your trash around the same time every trash day, you know, maybe wave to them and yell a thank you out the window or something. I think that would be kind of great. I'm not saying,
I love
you know,
that. That seems go hug your person doable.
Or anything or get close. But I think if you just, you know, stand at the front door and wave and yell, thank you. I think that would be pretty awesome if we did that for all the people picking up our trash.
Well, I think I can commit to doing that because they don't usually come at like the crack of dawn. They come at a very normal morning hour and I'm a morning person. So that seems doable for me. And I think our listeners, maybe they can do the same. Let's do it. Let's put it
it's
out
pretty,
there.
It's pretty easy to overlook them. But dude, they're out there working hard right now. I can tell you they're working very hard right now.
But you started this, Marjorie, by saying people were also like, you wish people wouldn't overlook you.
Yeah, there's that.
You know,
it's so easy for me to get caught up in everybody else's stuff and how can I help them and what can I do for them. But yeah. Yeah. And
but
and,
how, I mean, what could we do for you really? Like what
honestly,
would you,
yeah. Just like check on me every now and then. One of my greatest fears is that, you know, I'm going to be one of those people you read about that's like, you know, and so-and-so is dead for 2 weeks and the neighbors smelled it.
Oh my God. The other day when you called me, email didn't come through all the way and my phone reception was terrible. So what it sounded like was it sounded like you were like not breathing and that you said, I'm dying. And then my phone cut out.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh my God. And I was, just so you know, fully prepared to call 911 in Texas. Like 911, awesome. Just call 911. Like, please connect me to Austin, Texas or where, like or wherever. Like I was going to put your address up and I was going to like, I was fully for just so you know, I was fully prepared to send a rescue team to your apartment. When I thought you were dying. But you're right. I could call you a lot more often just to make sure you're alive during this lovely pandemic.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been,
and our listeners could too.
They could totally email us. How do they get in touch with us?
They email us at positivethinpact@gmail.com.
Yes. Please do
that.
That's
the easiest way to get in touch with us is just send us an email. And you are the one who checks that email the most often between the two of us. So you'll see it first most.
I am. Yeah, that's true. The other thing, you know, would be so nice too, is if y'all would, and I apologize right now for the barking dog in the background. excuse you. But anyway, yeah, if y'all could like review us on Apple Podcasts, that would be kind of great too. If you like us, then review us. And then other people will find us and then we can talk to more people and then I won't feel so alone.
Well, now,
how's that
now
for a guilt trip? Like it was a
point. What I think our listeners may by this point understand is that this podcast serves more than just like a how-to. Or to fill that niche for people who are curious about diet. This is different. This is your journey. And I think when people listen, we're all kind of signing up to go on the journey. So here's what I would hope. I would actually hope that if you are enjoying our podcast, that you would spread the word. The more people who are listening to our podcast, I think the more, I could be wrong about this, Marjorie, but I think the more engaged you feel. But if all else fails, emailing a hilarious meme will do wonders.
Oh yeah. That's been the most positive thing out of all of this is all the memes.
Man, the meme game is really strong. Hey, this seems like a great time to talk about the lockdown challenge, 11 weight loss tips to follow in quarantine. I told a friend of mine that I was going to, you and I were talking about this today and she was livid. She was like that somebody would take advantage of people like this with a dumb diet plan is really just trying to make a buck off the most vulnerable. She was super livid. But
see,
before,
I've seen a lot of that. But and before, then I've seen a lot of
before
people
before we go
like,
much further, I feel like I feel like we should, I'm going to read out loud just the opening.
I'm sorry.
The opening paragraph here, because I really want people to get a feel for this diet. So first of all, lockdown challenge, 11 weight loss diet tips to follow in quarantine. It's written by Sushmita Sengupta. I have no idea who that is, but I'm going to guess that she's a certified nutritionist. Well, I don't know. Maybe we should look it up. We'll do that in a minute.
Sure. Sure. But let's just assume
here's
that.
Here's what it says.
Here's what, or she could be assume, just a freelance writer.
There's a picture of a woman eating a salad. I've gone ahead and assumed it's her, but we don't have any proof of that.
No.
But I'm going to go ahead and read the opening here. It says, weight loss diet. Hey, it doesn't say hey. I added the hey. Remember the New Year resolution you took to eat healthy and lose weight? Perhaps it's time to do something about it. You could start with small, gradual steps. And I think that all sounds pretty awesome. But the next sentence is, in the wake of COVID-19, the whole country has been put under a lockdown till 15th of April, 2020. So it's like, hey, New Year's resolutions are still doable and everybody is locked down.
Well, and that April 15th like, is probably a...
You can get into a bikini body if you survive. I actually wish it read that way.
Right.
It's actually more thoughtfully written than what I want, if I'm being honest. Like, it's actually written in a way that really sees, I think, the needs and issues of being locked inside and feeling like there's nothing you can do. It's like, here's something you can do and you can feel good about it and you can do it in little steps. It's not like you must eat this and you must not eat that. It's actually really thoughtfully done. But what I want it to be is like...
Day one of quarantine, eat 10 saltines and 2 leaves of lettuce.
If you have 4 weeks of quarantine, don't eat sugar. If you have 8 weeks of quarantine, don't eat rice. If you're at 12 weeks of quarantine or more, all bets are off.
Oh, I hope it doesn't go on 12 weeks.
I don't know. At this point, I'm just like, I live at home now forever.
They said that we're going to peak somewhere like in the middle of May. Somewhere right around my birthday.
That's what they're saying for us as well. But you know, who knows? I've always been a late bloomer. Maybe Oregon will be too. That's a morbid thought.
Yeah, no.
So tip number one. Just try to cut back on salt. You're a fan of that already.
Well, so I am naturally cutting back on salt. I haven't added salt to my food, I think, since I was a tiny kid. I grew up in a house where at my dad's house, it was not considered. He was like, he taught himself to cook by, you know, with the joy of cooking and Julia Childs and, you know, all this stuff way back in the 60s. He was an amazing cook. He could have probably been a professional chef, but he was not. But
that being said, if you're getting food from Whataburger,
right,
a burger contains 1700 milligrams of sodium.
Right. So I'm not doing that. I'm eating at home these days and I don't add salt to my food because I was raised that that was just a high insult to food. And so I'm naturally eating far less salt than I'm used to.
Well, so that's easy. Tip number two, try to have most meals before 7 to 8 p.m. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm having most of my calories after 8 p.m.
Oh, I'm not.
I am
by 8 p.m., I'm done.
I am eating so well behaved during the day. And then 8 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, you know what sounds great right now? Pirate booty. You know what sounds better than pirate booty? 3 servings of pirate booty. You know what sounds better than that? A piece of cake.
No, I'm not. I'm really, I'm getting off of work. I mean, i.e. shutting my laptop at like 4:30 or 5. And then eat dinner. And then I pretty much watch TV after that. So, and I'm used to eating dinner early anyway. So yeah, I'm doing number two. I'm doing number one and number two so far. Like, I feel
tip
like I'm
number three.
Good.
Let's keep going. You are on a roll. You are killing.
I'm on a roll.
I've already fallen at tip number two. But tip number three, try to stick to a balanced diet. Make sure you include all your essential macronutrients and micro. Boy, apparently I can't say macronutrients and micronutrients without having to really concentrate. Macronutrients, micronutrients, macronutrients, micronutrients. Nope. Sounds like I'm saying micronutritionist. In any case, that means your good carbs, your good fats, your good proteins, and obviously not your bad carbs or bad fats or bad proteins.
Okay, well, all I have to say to that one is wah, wah, wah.
It says not to eliminate a nutrient from your diet without understanding the impact.
Okay. So, yeah, my go-to comfort slash cheap food slash being inside all the time is bean and cheese tacos, and I've eaten so many bean and cheese tacos.
But beans are good carbs.
Are they? Refried beans, though?
Good carbs, bad fats.
And then, yeah, and then lots of shredded cheese, and I prefer flour tortillas.
And I feel like cheese also is loaded up with sodium.
Sometimes they put bacon on.
Okay, now we're really in the high sodium territory.
Still not probably as much as I get from a Whataburger meal.
Yeah, probably not. You know, I would be really worried if somebody were to add extra salt to bacon. That would be like, there's a problem there. You know what I'm saying? Like, bacon is so salty.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't.
Isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm using pre-cooked bacon. It doesn't seem super salty to me.
Oh, I don't know. Well, let's look at number four. Try. I like it says try.
Yeah.
These first ones are... They're try, all four, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Try to cut down on refined carbs and sugary goods. You know, I guess it doesn't want to like be real bossy towards people because this is an emotionally intense time for folks. But like there's something about just being like, try to do that. Like, you know, like if you're stabbing somebody and going like, I'm going to try not to kill you. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess I'm trying to say the word try feels wishy-washy.
I don't know. I think it's nice. I agree with your first statement that this article was very, very thoughtfully written. And so I think they're probably trying to gentle the language so that people don't add like guilt and shame and all that.
Yeah, stuff. That makes sense. Well, in any case, you should try and cut down on those because it's important to distinguish between good quality carbs and bad. See number three.
Right. So yeah, I'll say I've had some sugar, but I'm not eating like normally. If I go buy like a package of cookies, then what I sit
you
down
buy
and
whole
eat
wheat
is,
cookies.
Sure, we'll go with that. But I'm saying I'll sit down and eat a package of cookies. And I don't do that now. I've eaten like 3 cookies, which, you know, isn't that bad. So
sounds like you're really trying.
Ish. Sure. She said try. I'm trying.
What about number 5? Stay hydrated. I'm definitely nailing that. I've been drinking so much water.
I am nailing that. So I'm doing number 5. Woohoo! I've got 1, 2, and 5 down.
Nice. I have number 1, number... I think number 1 and number 3 and number 5. Number 4 is a little trickier. I think generally speaking, I was already paired way, 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 way back. So maybe compared to the average American diet, it would look like I've cut back, but and I've actually increased my carb intake.
I was going to say, what is pirate booty? Is it a good carb?
It's a delicious carb. Is that? Yeah, it's basically corn puffs with cheese. My mouth is watering as I'm trying to describe them.
Nice. Mine was when I said cookies, so, you know.
Number 6 is include as many seasonal fruits and vegetables as possible. Nailing this. We're growing our own sprouts.
Nice. I'm doing the opposite of nailing this. Yeah. Number seven is don't forget the nuts and seeds.
I'm doing that too. Here, did you know that selenium helps promote immune function that has been shown to be useful in preventing flu-like illnesses, so could potentially help with preventing COVID-19 from overcoming your body. Anyway, selenium's great for immune function. You can get selenium in Brazil nuts, and it takes a very few number of Brazil nuts to get you the selenium that you need into your body. So like two Brazil nuts every day. And I'll tell you,
lady likes that. Brazil nuts.
Yeah.
Brazil,
my
Brazil
dog
nuts.
Got really excited about it.
Brazil nuts. Brazil nuts.
We are so professional, aren't we?
Yeah, I've been eating them. It's a heck of a lot better than taking vitamins or other pills to just eat a couple of nuts, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I eat a lot of pecans, and I eat them with cheese.
All right, number eight, divide large meals in small meals. I mean, we've had leftovers that we then eat for lunch the next day. Is that the same thing?
I don't think that's what she meant, but
I am confused by what this means actually.
Oh, it means like instead of having like a plate with your big piece of protein and your big pile of veggies and your pile of potatoes, say, then just kind of split that up and maybe, you know, snack on some of it over time.
So like have one dinner and then have a second dinner later?
Or maybe what she means is you should eat like five meals a day instead of three.
Oh, maybe that's what she means.
That's probably what she means. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
We could ask her.
Oh, we should have. Oh, well.
Well, someday we'll get really good at this.
I know.
Number nine, cut back of processed food, ready-to-eat mixes, tinned cans.
Huh.
Yeah.
I can't say I do that at all, but I will say my processed food is a lot better than fast food.
That's fair. That's
an improvement. My saving grace.
All right, number 10, have a hearty breakfast. Are you a breakfast person?
No. Well, so no. the aforementioned bean and cheese tacos. no, I'm not a big breakfast person, but I am used to grabbing something like either a sausage biscuit or tacos, breakfast tacos, on my way into the office every day. And so I have been eating breakfast at home. I actually have some sausage biscuits and I, you know, of course, make my own tacos. But there was one day, I think it was Thursday, that I forgot to eat breakfast. I kind of overslept a little and I needed to work, you know. I didn't give myself enough time to make breakfast. And then I got busy. And then about 1:45, I got the shakes big time.
Well, this is why you're supposed to start with a hearty breakfast.
I know. So I absolutely endorse number 10 and I try to follow it, but there was one day last week I did not.
Although it is actually highly controversial. Some nutritionists are super insistent that a hearty breakfast is the most important thing. And other nutritionists are like, you are telling your body not to listen to its own signals when you force a big breakfast when you're not hungry. Hmm. And you should start your day with bone broth and water or celery juice. I mean, I don't know.
Highly. Can I just tell those nutritionists, ew?
I'll make sure to get right on that.
Ew.
Right after tip number 11, the ultimate tip, which is to start your day with honey, lemon, and water. I like that her advocacy here is that it supposedly has a benefit.
Yeah.
Her,
supposedly helps rejuvenate you.
I will say it sounds delicious. It sounds like a yummy way to start the day.
Well, you know, I did that years ago. I did that hypnosis to lose weight.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they said is before every meal, you should drink a big glass of water with lemons. And they were big advocates of you taking like stevia with you everywhere you went. And so if you ate out, then you would ask for a big bowl of lemons. And then you would make your own lemonade at the table. Yeah. And that's what you would drink. And so, but I would imagine it's a lot better with honey instead of stevia. I bet that's delicious. Yeah. I bet that's really good.
I bet it's
good.
Delicious. I might.
Makes
I
me
might
want to go get that. Some lemonade.
Well, I clicked on her, on the author's name to see her bio.
Oh, yeah?
Here's what it says about the author. Sharing a strong penchant for food, Sushmita Sengupta tries to contribute her bit to the realm with her words. Sushmita can down a plate of spicy chicken wings and binge on the sweetest chocolate mousse with equal fervor. Her favorite cuisine is Italian, and she loves her pizza cheesing and piping hot. Her other favorite pastime activity other than discussing food and digging out its history includes reading, watching movies, and latest TV series. Marjorie, I think she's as qualified to talk about food as we are.
Perhaps. I think we also have a strong penchant for food.
I have a strong penchant for food. Yes, I do think we both have a strong penchant for food. And I also like to contribute a bit to the realm with my words.
There you go.
The realm, I assume the realm means my kingdom.
Well, and I can binge on the Swedish chocolate mousse.
I also enjoy movies and latest TV.
Oh, latest TV is the best.
Latest TV is the best.
About right.
Well, I thought those 11 tips were pretty good, actually. They seem totally doable. If you, our listeners, decide to give them a try, please let us know which of the 11 you end up keeping and why. And the other ones we'll assume you didn't keep because, hey, it's a pandemic out there.
So, do we have any improv games?
Oh my God, improv game. I didn't come up with an improv game, but I better come up with an improv game so we can close out the show.
Well, I wonder, could you improvise an improv game?
Let's come up with 4 terrible ideas for losing weight. I hate this idea as I'm saying it. Maybe it's the best idea because of that.
During a quarantine or just in general?
It has to be during a quarantine. Like 4 or 5 terrible ideas to take care of your health during the quarantine using common things found at homes.
Okay. So the first terrible idea is I have read that you lose a lot of weight when you get the COVID-19. So the first terrible idea is leaving right your house, is not isolating and leaving your house and not being safe and not practicing, you know, and actively trying to get the COVID-19. That is a horrible idea.
Here's terrible idea number 2. If you are struggling with snack foods being too tempting, here's a way to make them taste bad. You're going to blend them up and strain them through an old sock. You want your snack foods now. You won't.
I don't know if that's terrible or evil genius.
Well, if you try it, let us know how it went at positiveimpact@gmail.com.
So another terrible way to lose weight during the quarantine is to not order yourself some groceries.
And just stop. Just stop. Please don't stop, people out there listening. We love you. Stay alive and healthy.
Yes,
but here's a fourth terrible idea. As you know, during the quarantine, everyone is being asked to do their due diligence in keeping their environment clean. And this is not limited to only the environment, but does in fact include your groceries. One way to make your groceries taste terrible is to remove them from the box, remove them from the bag, spray them with disinfectant, and put them in your mouth.
Oh, please don't do that.
You will, in fact, immediately reverse the order and put them out of your mouth. That is my personal guarantee. Yeah, please don't do that. These are terrible ideas. Nobody do these ideas.
I guess another really, really bad idea is to only eat wax food while you're in the quarantine, because it's so much easier to get.
Yes. Not only is it a terrible idea, but it will ruin your decor.
And don't eat the potpourri either.
I know it smells nice, but it's not food. Oh, man. Here's a definitely do fantastic idea during the quarantine. Has nothing to do with diet. Reach out to your friends, have conversations, laugh, smile, and remember that we're all in it together, even though we're apart.
Yes. And if you see somebody like online posting in any Facebook group that you're on that just seems like they're exasperated or off, maybe reach out to them, like DM them and say, hey, it seems like you could use somebody to talk to. I hope you're okay. I want you to be well. And for a lot of people, just knowing that somebody gives a rat's ass that they exist makes a big difference.
Hey, Marjorie.
Yeah.
I want you to be well.
You too. I hope you stay well.